This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and the first paramedic to put a blanket around somebody's shoulders must have felt like a fucking baller, yo.
I'm Brandy Posey, and if you can't handle me at my durst, you don't deserve me at my biscuit.
Oh, whoa. Yes.
I'm Tess Barker, and I'll be impressed when you stop calling them plus-sized.
What? Oh!
Goddamn
and
right.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara Brandy. Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we've got a show tonight in San Francisco. If
oh
you're there,
whoa, get in your BART.
Get in your BART. Get your butt on BART and get to the makeout room at 8 p.m. for our show. It's $8, and we're gonna be doing stand up and a bunch of other fun stuff.
Gonna be super fucking fun. And this weekend, I'm gonna be at the Green Gravel Comedy Festival in Iowa City, Iowa, doing a picture this, and then I'm headed to New York for the first week of March, and we're doing a picture this at Littlefields on 3-3, so come to those.
Ooh, sweet.
If you were in other places.
And in, well, we can
what?
I'm doing
yes, Barbara?
I'm doing the roast at I'm doing roast battle at the Comedy Store on March 10th, and I'm terrified. So
who
come to that and support
me,
roasting?
Please. Who are you roasting?
Ashley Barnhill, who's like a, okay. She's a
Twitter
comedian
girl, right?
From, yeah, she's from like Texas, from Austin, I think. And I'm
Tejas.
Super scared. And she's a very pretty, skinny girl, so I got nothing on her to start with.
You have so much on her. Yeah. You have so much.
I'm so scared. So I've never been roasted.
Oh,
I thought you did a roast before.
I've done them, but I've only been like...
She did
never
the Iron
been,
Sheik.
I've never been like the sole subject of... You know what I mean?
Wait, are you? They're roasting you?
We roast each other. It's just two of
oh,
us.
Oh, just
we
the two of you?
Together.
It's
yeah.
a roast battle.
Oh.
God, so I'm terrified.
I want to come do this
no,
show really
it's
bad.
Good that she's another girl. Because it's the guys
no,
it's, that are really
they
shitty
usually,
and roast.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I would, sorry. I
have you met? Have you met with her? To like?
No, I don't. I got, are you supposed to do that?
Some I don't know.
I think it's difficult to roast someone you don't know.
Yeah.
But I almost would prefer that because I feel like I can be meaner. And also, I don't think she can get me as bad because, like, she doesn't know uh-huh. me that well.
If she listens to an episode of this podcast, yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
So anyway, if you're in LA Tuesday, March 10th, please come to that because I'm scared.
Yeah. I don't know. My beginning of my March tentatively looks like I'm going to be in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Seeing a concert version of my musical and then spending
ooh.
A weekend in New York jail, ideally.
Yeah,
possibly. More on that later. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Might be happening.
All right.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Our guest on the show today, delightful, hailing from Chicago, part woo. Of the Lincoln Lodge cast, Kristen Clifford, everybody.
Oh.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have you ever done a roast thing?
No. No.
Chicago's
yeah,
real roasty though, right?
Chicago's is. I tried to make yeah. a thing that no one wanted to do, but I was like, let's just have a brisket where we're all really tender.
Oh, I like that.
Other.
We did that for Brandy for her birthday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We surprised Brandy with an anti-roast once, and it was yeah. real fun because she looked so scared. And we all started saying nice stuff, and she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys could have just ruined my night. Oh, perfect.
We can't say mean things about Brandy.
Yeah. I know.
Is
I'm fucking perfect. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's scary.
I love roasts.
I
love
being roast
on
your
them.
Birthday.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love
it was
writing
great.
Roast jokes.
I've never laughed so hard in my fucking life when everyone yeah. called me a whore and a drug addict. Oh my God, I had so much fun. I loved it.
Oh man.
I love writing roast jokes.
Yeah, those are really fun.
See, yeah, I think I'd be really good at writing roast jokes.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you got to be able to take it though.
I can take it. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
I think I can, but I don't know if I can.
I don't give a shit what anybody thinks about me. So.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, it's so flattering. They're flattering even when they're mean. If it's a well-written joke, it's like, wow, you sat there like in your bedroom and you worked on this for me.
The one thing I was talking to Alex Hooper about it because he's done it a few times, and he told me that the one thing that hurts the most, because you're ready to kind of like get some shit, but the worst thing is when somebody's like, oh, you look like this, and you see everyone in the crowd realize it and start laughing. He said that's the worst. I was like, oh, yes.
That's accurate.
So I will be going on a diet, but no, that'd be so such a fucking stupid thing to
do. I mean, it gives you a goal date.
It definitely does. So I'm gonna show up in my glitter, my sequin dress.
Yeah, just wear Spanx. Just a giant Spanx.
You know what? My sister, when she before high school dances, used to do that thing where she would wrap herself in Saran wrap and work out.
Yeah, I think that actually works.
It actually does work.
I feel like it'd be funny because I've done a thing a few times where I've drawn like a face on my stomach.
What if
I did that and roasted her with that for a few?
Well, like, well, that'd be funny. Yeah. Like a tummy puppet?
Yeah. That actually might be funny.
I like that.
Because like they won't be expecting it. And what's she going to do? Because the thing is, if you call it out.
If you like, if you call out something, they might roast about you.
Yeah.
So I should, maybe I'll do that for a few and just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's you should do that and then have a sock puppet that looks like a trash sandwich. Boom.
Yeah.
What does she have?
Okay. Nothing. Yeah. Touché. I should do, maybe I'll do that and be like, I'll draw it like as her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be really funny.
Do you know her ex-boyfriend?
No, I'll just make one up.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, it'll be like him saying it, so I won't feel as mean.
But like, I ate a sandwich out of a trash can, but at least it didn't date a piece of trash.
Hey.
Huzzah.
Boom.
All right, cool.
That way,
I feel good. Now I feel better. I'm going to do the stomach thing. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this one and know what's coming. We'll delete all of them.
Edit that part out.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll fix that in post, right, guys?
Post-nasal drip.
I am going to do also a lot of cocaine. That's true.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
It's the comedy story. They do is breathe.
Yeah. I'll be ready. I had a weird thing happen to me. I went to the dentist a few days ago and... He was a new
congratulations,
dentist.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's a great feeling.
It's, the fourth one I've been to in like 6 months because I keep hoping they'll all tell me something different that I don't need to get a lot of work done.
No.
But he was really like too friendly and he was in there like doing whatever. And he was like, you have beautiful teeth. Wow, I wish I had teeth as beautiful as you. And I was like,
That's weird.
Weird. Yeah. And a little too much. Like,
Ew. Was this a Groupon dentist?
No, he was like recommended from friends.
Okay, so. I don't like this for several reasons.
Yes.
First of all, you do have a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
But like he's a dentist. Like he must see a lot
of teeth. He didn't say a beautiful smile. He said beautiful teeth, which is weird, much weirder.
Yeah, and like I feel like even if he thinks that, like you must learn in dental school to have a certain level of professional decorum.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You should be like, oh, I bet you say that to all the teeth.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Yeah,
it was definitely strange.
I hate fake compliments.
Yeah, like, it was so fake this. And it was just like, what? Like
he was being
all
fake
things to like lavish praise on.
Right? Yeah,
teeth, like you've been walking around waiting to hear.
Yeah,
wait, you guys,
just your teeth on.
It was just really weird.
This is reminding me. What do you guys? Can you analyze my dream really quick?
Yes. What do
last
you
night? I had a dream that I was able to look into my own mouth, and when I looked down, it was a garbage disposal.
What a dream.
I think you know exactly what that means.
What does that... I mean, that's not that weird.
No,
aren't our mouths kind of garbage disposals anyway?
Yeah. Okay, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, all eating is just putting food in a hole in your
face. Yeah, we're just... Yeah. And then grinding it up and pooping it out.
So maybe
yeah.
It's just literal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all it is.
Or maybe you feel like you've been eating... Not as
have you been eating your own words too much? Maybe you're not speaking
your
mind enough.
Oh, maybe that's it.
You know what I bet? I bet because you're training for the marathon.
Yes.
Are you eating like 100% well for like what you
healthy.
Need to be doing? You're doing?
Okay. Yeah.
The Super Bowl didn't fuck you up at all?
No, I barely ate on Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I'm eating pretty healthy. On Super Bowl, I just went with beer.
Yeah.
I did. All right. Before I passed out in a poncho, I did realize that I hadn't eaten anything all day. And then I think I ate like 3 of Scott Bowser's
pretzels.
And then I passed out. You know, one of those like Mexican ponchos?
Yeah.
I passed out in that in a G-string.
Oh, Tess.
I know.
Where were your pants?
That sounds really comfortable.
It was. They were next to me in bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he said that and I was a little like, all right, dude, I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah.
And then I was leaving, and I was talking to his wife, who's the receptionist, mm-hmm. and she and
oh,
like,
that's weird too.
Yeah, but whatever. She was really sweet. Okay. But they kind of glommed on to the fact that I was from Salt Lake and started telling me about skiing, and I was like, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, were they trying to make you a sister wife?
I was just like, I don't have anything to say about skiing. I don't whatever.
Yeah.
But she kind of was like, he was like, oh, she's from Salt Lake, and so she starts talking to me about skiing, and she was like, something like. Oh, yeah, our friends would go up to snowboard and they would all come down at once and you'd see all these people come down. Because they were Japanese, our friend would be like, oh, the yellow horde is coming. And I was
what?
Like,
whoa.
Ah!
Whoa.
Bye.
And I was like, I've never dealt with somebody who just like, you know.
Don't be fucking racist, asshole.
Towards your own race. It was
casual
really weird.
Casual racism and a weird trophy attitude towards your
team. Oh, wait, so they're Japanese?
Yeah. They're Japanese.
Okay, I feel like it's fine.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't say that.
No, they're Japanese. But so I've never dealt with.
But also, like.
Oh, then I think that's fine.
It's fine, but it also puts you in a weird position because you can't be like, I know, right?
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, like you can't be like.
Me and my beautiful teeth will be leaving now.
Yeah. We're just going to. Sorry.
The white horde is leaving.
Yeah.
Don't go white, just like me. See you later.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's rough. Don't go see him again.
I think I have to. I've been to too many. I got to settle down.
It's time to sew your dental
oats. I've been fucking around too long.
Well, have you at least in this process like found the one?
No, but I wouldn't be going to a new one.
Don't settle on a dentist.
You were going because you wanted a different answer. Did you like it?
The other ones were weird too because they were Groupon ones and they were weird. This one I went to was right when I was like in the height of my like watching a shitload of Gordon Ramsay. And I went and his office was like deteriorating and dirty. And obviously you shouldn't want that anyway, but like my standards were like, I was like, your place is disgusting. And like, I was just like, ugh, like I would never.
Where's my Garfield poster on the ceiling?
It was gross and I don't know.
Speaking of Groupon. Do you think that you can trust a Groupon bungee jump?
I don't know.
Yeah. I would look up Yelp reviews for
Yeah.
Them.
Okay.
That's always my thing. Groupon, Yelp.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is so sad how many like opinions of like shitty things I read every day.
But well, you it's can important. Get a refund within 3 days.
Ooh. As long as you're not dead.
That's true. For anything. Oh, not if you go, but like if you like buy it and then you find like.
Have you bungee jumped before? I mean, I'm assuming yes.
No.
Ooh.
I'm gonna pop my bungee cherry.
Bungee scares me more than skydiving.
So it should. It's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to try it, though. I've always wanted to try it. And this Groupon one that I found, you go bungee jumping in Angels National Forest.
Okay.
So it looks really cool. Like, it'll be in a really pretty area.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my only concern is, if any of our listeners have gone bungee jumping, feel free to email and let us know about this.
What the fuck are you about to say?
I literally have no idea.
Well, it's not that crazy. I just want to make sure, like, obviously I'm aware of like the inherent risk of like smashing to death, but do you get whiplash? Because with my running and stuff, I don't want to be like injured and sidelined. So if that's like a pretty common injury, I think I'll wait till after the marathon.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait till after the marathon to bungee jump. That can be your treat to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could do a thing where maybe you start with a bungee during the marathon and somehow that's how you
get a couple miles down the road.
Oh, yeah. I'll kick everyone else's asses.
Yeah.
I think you want more of a catamaran or a slingshot. Not a catapult or a slingshot.
Catapult.
Yeah. And maybe I wear roller skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not running a marathon.
Okay. Can that's just, true.
Yeah. Rolling a marathon.
Yeah. You catapult. Okay. So here's the plan. There's two catapults.
Yes.
There's you in one and then there's sled dogs in the other one.
Yeah.
And you have a thing connected to them. You're wearing roller skates. You both get catapulted.
Uh-huh.
The dogs land. You run. They pull you. Yeah.
I like every single part of that.
Yeah. Every aspect of that.
Somebody can make
catapult,
that happen.
Yes.
That's the next Super Bowl halftime show.
Come on, science.
Seriously.
Figure it out.
Seriously. There needs to be more extreme sports in the Super Bowl halftime show.
I agree. I agree with that a lot. That'd be cool.
Yeah. That lion should have been snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be harder to roller skate 26.2 miles or run 26.2?
I think run for sure.
Well, I don't know, like hills and stuff. I feel like I'd get tired.
Hills, I would probably if I
it's
was
different muscles too. It's like more in your quads the whole time.
Yeah, but you just go so much faster.
Yeah, you have wheels helping you. I mean, that's anytime there's wheels involved, you have an advantage.
Yeah, guys, think about the first wheel.
Whoa,
whoa.
Okay, I'm done thinking about it.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Gore pet all the ladies going in the cave. Check this out. Watch it roll.
Well, because he could show up to their places earlier and rape them first. Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do you guys remember how terrifying the wheelies were in Return to Oz?
No.
Did you see that movie when you were little? You guys did Return to Oz when you were younger?
No. I read all the books.
So okay, in the books, did they have the wheelies?
Yeah.
And then the room with all the heads that were like, Dorothy Gale. You guys got to see that movie. Tim Burton directed it.
Yeah, they are pretty spooky.
All I think when you say wheelies is those sneakers that have wheels on the back.
They were almost as scary as those.
I hate a little kid that just zips past you. You're like, hey, shitty ghost, what are you doing? Get away from me.
It is weird because they're so hidden. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how come adults didn't ever get into those? I think those are kind of like...
I know a few adults who got them. Richard Bain just had some randomly and all of a sudden was zipping everywhere.
Yeah, I have seen adults wearing wheelies, but I don't know.
They would. I think they would scare me too much being too far from the ground. Like, it's the fear of falling.
No, wheelies not, though, because those are just the ones with the built-in...
Yeah, I feel like I would, like, fall backwards. I don't, like, the physics of it kind of stresses me out a little bit.
We might have to test this out.
All right, well.
Somebody send us some wheelies.
Somebody buy all
those wheelies. And tell me if you got hurt when you went
bungee jumping. Size 7.5. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, please. Kristen, so you've been to L.A. before.
I have.
Have you seen any weird shit? Did you go to the Museum of Jurassic Technology or anything?
No. This time around, I just pretty much have been just hanging out. But, I haven't seen anything weird this time. I had an amazing day yesterday where I just took a nap. And a cat laid on my stomach and petted my face.
Yes. Yeah,
it was beautiful and wonderful.
That's all you ever want. It
was all I'd ever wanted.
That's seriously worth flying for.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been to a couple other times I've been here. I've been to the stars to see the Walk of Fame,
etc. Oh, God. Yeah. The stars are so depressing because it's just so gross over there.
Yeah.
It is. It's it's definitely this is just touristy.
Oh, my God. Speaking of... Randy Quaid.
Oh, God. I didn't get to see the movie before I got taken down.
It's still online.
It's
not
really
on YouTube, though.
Well, we can find it. Okay. We'll watch
we'll
it. It's
it.
Insane.
I
want to
watch
it.
It's super sad. He's really mentally ill.
Because I saw something where, there's a picture of him holding his star from the Walk of Fame. So think of it. But, man, it's like him. It's okay. So he's up near the camera, and then his wife is sitting in sunglasses, laying
in a bikini,
back all sexy, right behind him.
In, what looks like a crack den. It's, a weird, shitty
in
room.
In silence. She says nothing. And then,
so
I don't know what he talks about. He talks about all these movies he made and how Rupert Murdoch still owes him money for them.
Yeah. Because, his whole thing is he thinks that, TMZ is trying to get him and the people that killed Philip Seymour Hoffman. He thinks that these are
the
all conspiracies.
That killed, right.
Yeah. He thinks that, what's her name from Clueless? There's several stars
Brittany
that
Murphy.
He thinks were all killed by the same person, and he thinks
really
that they're
we don't know what happened to Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there.
Well, I know,
no,
I know.
That was mysterious.
Yeah, but he thinks that they're coming after him, so that's why he fled to Canada, and
right.
He was wearing the Hawaiian shirt that he wore when he saved the world from Independence Day.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Oh yeah, no, he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt, and he has a big crazy beard, and he's obviously reading a manifesto from a computer screen in front of him. And then he's like, well, Rupert's trying to fuck me. Well, guess what? I'm going to fuck you, Rupert. And then he pulls out a piece of paper with Rupert Murdoch's face on it. And he brings his wife forward and he puts the mask,
puts the mask on her.
And she's doggy style staring directly into the camera. And he gets behind her and simulates, but I don't know how simulating it is, sex with her from behind. He spits
on
his hand, which is that part I wanted to die.
So it's butt sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Spits his hand and starts either fucking her or humping her from behind. And then he yells, "Hey, I'm back!" Like he does in Independence Day, and that's the end of the video. And it's
brilliant.
It's a new web series.
It is
episode one.
Yeah. What happens next?
A, some dark shit.
He was all over the internet when that happened, so he was back. B, great double entendre coming from the back and being back. C, great performance art. D, I love the Independence Day reference.
It's fascinating. I mean, I'll say that, but you just feel bad.
He's legitimately
so off the deep end.
Wait,
he's very schizophrenic.
He has his brother Dennis Quaid.
Dennis,
mm-hmm. Which can you remind me who Dennis Quaid is again?
Dennis Quaid,
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. He's in the right stuff.
It's
he was
always
in...
funny to think of what comes to mind first.
I watched Parent Trap a lot in high school because we were he's a hot dad.
I have a really
dragon.
Yeah, Dennis
movie?
Quaid is kind of hot, right?
Yeah, he's hot,
and he's normal.
Yeah,
he's
well,
pretty funny.
Fine.
I saw him, he was on Ellen once. where he went into a coffee shop and she was feeding him lines, and he goes, he just was like, Dennis Quaid is here. And the whole staff of the coffee shop was like, what?
He makes a lot of movies that are like called like Beneath the Darkness.
He's like Bill Paxton, but not.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like, how, I don't know, I guess it's hard. I mean, I guess at a certain point, what can your family really do? But
yeah, you can't. I know. I mean, Randy Quaid's way far gone.
No, he's legitimately really crazy. Yeah.
It's just so crazy to like see it play out. Very few people have that play out publicly.
Yeah. No, exactly.
We watched. Or that like we were watching that, and then we watched the Garth Brooks Facebook video.
What? I love Garth Brooks.
Okay,
I haven't seen this.
We'll have to. We'll play it when we come back from the break. We'll have to play it because it is the funniest thing I've ever.
Really?
Oh my god,
it's
I love Garth
psychopathic.
Brooks.
Psychopathic.
Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
So we've been watching / listening to the Randy Quaid video.
Yeah, well, we're gonna play the end of it now, just in case you haven't had the pleasure. Let's listen to the rest of this.
So Rupert, you wanna fuck me? I'm gonna fuck you.
So this is when he puts a mask on
Evie,
his wife.
Put this on.
She's silent the whole time. She says nothing.
Yeah.
She's sitting there in sunglasses and a bikini.
Also, they could have at least cut the mask out of paper.
Maybe you'll thank me for this.
Yeah, craft a little bit.
Oh, that's what he spent on
it. Oh, God.
But consider it, at least. So upset.
Oh, yeah, then a dog. Oh, God. Oh, I forgot. Then a dog comes in and just barks the whole time.
Together, Rupert. Oh, my. Yeah. Together, Rupert.
Okay.
Stop.
Right.
Okay.
Together, we'll wipe out police media corruption. Yeah, Rupert. Yeah, I'm back.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, that's
the
enough.
Dog barking is amazing.
I forgot about the dog.
Jesus, that's something going
that
on.
That is upsetting. Also, I feel like we have a new. I have a new alarm tone.
Oh my God.
I'm back. Yeah, I forgot. As soon as they start like fake doing it, hopefully,
yeah,
this dog comes to the side.
It just
this German
barking.
Shepherd and just starts barking.
Oh my God!
It's just like it's mental illness on display, and it really bums me out.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, it's like
Charlie Sheen was bad, but this is like even further. I think he had like a bipolar mania break, and this is like schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah. definitely. Although I will say, yeah, obviously Charlie Sheen is mentally ill. We've talked about this before, but like, I still quote Charlie Sheen quotes from his manic phrase, like when I need to inspire myself. Like when I'm really tired and I just need to bring it, I'm just like, tiger blood, baby. I am on a drug, and it's called Tess Barker.
Okay, you do that.
No, come on, it's really inspirational.
Why is tiger blood inspirational?
Because it's like you're not normal. You're like super normal. You have tiger blood.
You're super normal.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Sorry, somebody started.
Sorry, there's
their lawn,
a leaf blower here.
Yeah, it's either a leaf blower or it's the PMC.
I feel like Randy Quaid heard us.
I know.
Randy
Quaid his video.
Oh my God! What if we went outside and it was just Randy Quaid shirtless on the riding mower?
I would.
Or
cry.
If it's the aliens.
Oh my God!
From TMZ's coming to get us.
Okay, so we heard that. Let's hear the Garth Brooks one, because this one is not crazy in the same vein, but it's just Garth Brooks being a weirdo, introducing everybody to his Facebook page, basically.
Bless.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Oh, my God,
then
I love
a friend
him.
Of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that.
I like that.
But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that.
Oh.
It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, the hotel room.
Oh.
When I think about things I want to post, I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Oh my God!
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am.
Oh my God!
So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
So
oh my God!
Cool, slick, neat, raw.
I'm mostly gonna post raw stuff like this. What?
When I think about the stuff I want to post, I want to post cool stuff.
Cool like stuff.
Oh my god, cool. He's so cute.
It's the most dad.
It's
like
such a dad.
Famous, super famous rich dad who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that it's like Facebook's been around for 8 or 9 years and he's like, guess it's time.
Somebody's told me about this. It's a way to have a conversation. So I say, let the conversation begin.
Or in my case, hotel rooms. I like that little sad kind of note
there.
Yeah. My kids won't friend me, so I'm just going to friend everybody else.
If you've heard from Tommy, please tell him I'd like to watch the game with him this Saturday.
Yeah. I was seeing Garth Brooks post on his friend, his kids' walls.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
It's like, hey, text me back.
Yeah, is he going to be like one of those parents who like doesn't know the difference between writing on a wall and posting a status update?
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. He definitely does.
Or he'll be like searching for someone and he'll post it as a status.
Yeah.
It's just like
Kim Basinger. I don't know why that was my first. I can just see him jerking off to her forever.
Oh,
okay.
I can't wait for Chris Gaines to join Ello.
Probably Chris Gaines has been on social media for
is
like
Ello
years
still
now.
That's true.
Did that? I forgot about that.
They're still emailing me.
They're still emailing me. No one, like, it was like the thought ish for a second. And then
just
nobody.
Don't. We don't have time.
No, I mean, none of us like Facebook, but there we are.
Yeah.
That's just where we are. It's just
that's
fine.
Just too, it's been around for too long.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little game. You want to play a game, Kristen?
Sure.
All right, we're going to play Would You Rather.
Is would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex?
Oh fuck.
Receiving, I'm assuming.
Or giving. Both.
I would rather give up cheese because, you know, probably do me better anyway.
Yeah. I think it's better.
Oh god, yeah.
Is that just dairy cheese? Can I have like
can we have cashew cheese and stuff?
Man, you guys are finding.
I don't know. I mean, that's really going to make it
vegan
different.
Cheese.
Yeah, if I can have vegan cheese, I would give up cheese.
I think it's all cheese across the board, including vegan cheese. The idea, what cheese serves in your life? Yeah, no cheese. No
actually,
cheese.
I might give up oral. I mean, oral sex is fine, but it's not like the end of the world to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I kind of
finger bang.
Yeah, exactly. As long as there's finger bang.
As long as there's good old F. Bolestin.
Yeah, because I like to eat cheese and get finger banged.
Oh my god, that sounds so fun. Oh my god, can you just imagine, like, just like a nacho cheese fountain in one end, and then just like you're getting finger blasted on the other end?
Finger blasted is like a term that's come into vogue as of the last few years.
I don't like
I don't like it either. But is there a difference between finger blasting and
Wait, let's back up. Finger blasting is definitely an eighth grade term.
I never
not
heard
to me.
It
I've never heard it in before the
Maybe
last like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe because you guys moved to California.
Maybe it's a California
term. But Kristen,
term?
What about you? When did you start hearing it?
I started hearing about it. It's become popular. The Putterbus sisters say it a lot.
Oh, okay.
But like only in the last like few years, right? I didn't remember it before that.
Oh, it's
like,
we've been blasting for decades here.
Maybe it's like gnarly.
I want to know the
that
difference
is like gnarly.
Between finger blasting and finger
I always
bang.
Just thought it was the same.
It's the same.
Yeah. But like I guess I like a picture of a finger blast as being like a really good finger bang.
Yeah, it's a well done finger bang.
Like a solid.
See, I'm not
like
crazy about either term because I feel like it teaches young boys. It's like too aggressive for what young
boys
think they
the
need to
worst.
Do. You don't want to do that.
Jabbing?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Girls just deal with it in horrified silence for years because that's what they think they're supposed to do. And then it's like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't like either term because it just feels like the worst part of high school.
What do you like? Just finger?
Yeah, I guess. I just hate the word finger involved in it all. It grosses me out. Yeah.
Keep your fingers out of it.
Yeah.
But put your fingers in it.
Here's a description from Urban Dictionary of finger banging.
Okay.
When you finger a girl and really get your whole torso into it, lifting and slamming her up and down on the bed until she has a riveting orgasm.
No one wants that.
Until she fakes a riveting orgasm because she wants you to stop.
Wow.
A good finger banging is like a very quiet situation.
Yeah.
Finger banging is another word for fingering a girl's pussy.
Yeah.
Example.
Yes.
my girlfriend and I were finger banging last night.
Yeah. No.
What a more boring sentence.
Yeah, just like, what? And also, it doesn't say what happened. You haven't been doing anything.
Yeah.
That's like the lame, like when you have to write a sentence with every word and you're like not wanting to do your homework.
Yeah, that shows no context.
Like by that context, it could mean eating something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's finger blasting is the same as finger banging.
Oh.
Yeah, those are my issues with the term. I feel like it's a good thing for like watching a movie in high school with like a bunch of people and like you just can't handle it.
I mean, I'm trying to think of an instance when I've like used finger banging or blasting literally.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean,
since
literally?
I was younger. What? Like, I don't think I've ever like said to my friends, since maybe when I was like a teenager, but like since being an adult, I don't think I've been like, yeah, I mean, he fingered me. I just would be like, we hooked up. Or
I hate that sentence so much. It just bothers me.
It's just icky. Like it's very fingered.
Yeah.
Have you ever like described something as like he fingered me as an adult?
I think so. When it's been that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't say it. I just don't think I have.
Yeah. It's generally not something to brag about.
Nothing to fuck with,
you know, like as an adult it's like, okay, well it's a thing that happened for a minute and then it was over, great.
Yeah, it's like a qualifying thing, like if someone's like, oh, did you have sex, and you're like, nah, but he like fingered me or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, okay. I guess that's when you say it.
Yeah,
yeah. When you need to clarify.
But like also, yeah, as adults I feel like everyone realizes that's not that fun.
Yeah.
Ain't even fingering. Rubbing on the outside might be okay, but actually inserting like multiple times is like,
no, all these words are so fuck. gross. Inserting.
all right.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna. God, I really like oral sex, though.
Yeah, you gotta choose.
Not as much as I like regular. Hey, God, never again.
Never again. Or no cheese.
And not even vegan cheese.
Not even vegan cheese.
These both sound so awful.
See, as a vegetarian, I feel like you have to choose oral sex because cheese is like a big part of your.
It's
thing,
not.
Right?
I don't
she
eat
was off
much.
Cheese for a while.
Yeah,
remember?
I kind of don't eat as much cheese as I used to.
Huh. Okay.
I've gone like more. On the vegan side.
Yeah.
But I eat a lot of vegan cheese.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go.
I mean, the crowd awaits.
Sorry. It's a really hard decision.
I know. These are like two of your loves.
I'm going to give up cheese.
Yeah?
Yeah. And keep the oral sex.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
This wasn't just a question. We are taking away your cheese for the rest of your life. This was an actual.
I'm going to need all of your
God
receipts
sent
moving
us here.
Forward.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I vote. What did I vote? Cheese. I don't remember.
Are we all giving up cheese?
Oral sex. I'll give up oral sex.
I give up oral sex.
I think I gave up oral sex.
Oh, wait. So I'm the only one who gave up cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I wouldn't give up giving it, though.
Yeah. I don't.
If you had to choose one, you wouldn't give up giving?
Wait, well, no.
Would you rather give up giving a blowjob or receiving oral sex?
Give up receiving oral sex because I like it more. I like giving a blowjob more than I like receiving oral sex.
Really?
Same.
Even when it's really good, but it's just not my bag that much.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like giving head a lot, but like, come on. I mean, literally, come on.
Waka waka.
Okay, let's see. Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or have fingers as long as your legs? This one's real dumb.
Let me think.
Okay, so that would mean two tiny, very little tiny finger legs or have two or five very long. I think I would rather have fingers as long as my legs because that's kind of like a superpower almost.
I agree. And there's a way to make that hot.
But that would be hard to do everything. How would you like type? You'd have to like be really far away from the computer.
Your biceps would get super jacked though.
Oh, that's true.
You'd have
that's
really
true.
Great upper body strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if each of your fingers is that long, they would ostensibly have the power of your legs, right?
Yeah.
So would you be super strong?
Oh, you could open so many
jars.
Yeah,
you could like kick so many people's asses just by like flicking at them.
You just do squats with your fingers.
Really finger blast somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey-o.
Oh, my God.
That is true. Yeah. You could make so much money. You could just be on, like, TV, like, kicking everybody's ass with.
That would be cool.
I mean, that seems like the only way to go because then you still have your long, pretty legs.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants finger legs?
It would take so long to get anywhere with tiny legs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I don't want.
I'm picturing kind of like SpongeBob. Well, no.
Even smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically look like a pillow person.
But wait a minute. Yeah. But wait a minute. Can't you just get prosthetic legs, though?
But that's not
you
the
can't,
point.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
It's why? Just like I was thinking that too because I was like, well, I would just get my finger like my leg fingers like chopped off and like heal.
Can't
them
up. Do that.
That's true. But then I'm like, it's like an irrefutable. It's like a immovable situation.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine
just okay. If I can get prosthetic, I mean, yeah, I think you obviously have to go leg
you
fingers.
Yeah, you can go leg fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go tiny legs. Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture that. It's so weird. I'm picturing like the, you know, like when some people have those really, really long fingernails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. Ugh, yeah. It's so gross. But yeah, but they're like.
But you would have like your knuckles and stuff like they could bend, so it wouldn't be like not straight.
Yeah,
hands.
No, there'd be fingers.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of like Edward Scissorhands, but yeah, with
a little bit. Which is all the time we listen to The Cure. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
It works for me. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Leg fingers.
Okay, here's a fun one.
Okay.
No,
your face.
She looks distraught.
Okay.
Would you guys rather have explosive diarrhea
oh boy
for the rest of your life or eat a big bowl of poop once?
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, judging of most guys that I know, they seem to be doing totally fine just having diarrhea
all the time.
I don't think any guy has ever had a solid bowel.
I think I can handle the diarrhea thing if
it's fucking true.
Oh, it's very true. No, yeah, what is wrong with everybody?
How do they just do that? I didn't realize until you said that just now what was going on.
I know. James has a it's joke about it. He has a really funny joke about like Tony Hawk, and then he's like, I wonder, he just talks about how he's like, yeah, I wonder if in my girlfriend's guest bathroom I just fucked that thing up. Like, I just have two iced coffees and a banana and that's all.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Eat food.
Guys,
psychopaths.
They just constantly just have diarrhea.
They're like dogs.
They are. They just eat whatever's like put in front of them.
And they don't put two and two together.
Like, my friend just texted me that he gave himself diarrhea because he drank like a whole thing of Oberweis chocolate milk.
Yeah, like what chocolate milk?
Oberweis chocolate milk.
Oh my God.
I bought.
Also, yeah, they're not shy about sharing it.
No. I don't care. Yeah, but it's like, yeah.
I bought these. They were like superfood chips, like a couple, a month and a half ago. And Brendan ate the entire bag, and the next day he shit 14 times at work.
Oh my God.
He came home and he was like, "Don't ever buy those again." I was like,
"Or don't eat the whole thing, you fucking
fiber chips."
They were fiber chips. He just ate all of them.
Oh, no. He went to bed at like 6 o'clock.
I mean, I will say, like, diarrhea once in a while can be fun, you know?
Please explain yourself.
I don't know. Pooping can feel good.
Regular pooping.
Like bad diarrheas. But it's like the relief aspect of it is fun, you know?
That's
when you're like,
true.
Oh,
that's true.
Like, it's gone.
Maybe that's what they're into. They, like, really just, like, release. So they're just constantly just drinking diuretics.
Oh, God. I'm like, I don't know, like, once I know something gives me diarrhea, I can't eat it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you eat something that you know gives you
I feel
you
lucky, too, because I just don't, it doesn't really happen to me very often. So, like, I know a lot of people just have problems. But then even then, it's like, well, find the stuff that doesn't do that to you.
Yeah. How could you?
Yeah.
How could you? Okay, so, guys, you have to answer the question. Have explosive diarrhea.
Or eat a bowl of poop once. Explosive diarrhea.
I choose. I don't know if I could do it if it was 24 hours a day. Like,
I assume it's your regular bowel movement schedule, but with diarrhea.
I mean, you would probably lose weight.
That's true. You would lose a lot of weight. Whereas if you ate poop once.
But you'd have to be constantly drinking water because you'd be so dehydrated.
Yeah, that's true.
Time.
But that would also be great for your skin.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, question.
Yes, Kristen.
Does like everyone know that you ate a bowl of poop if you choose the poop option, or is it like a secret thing that you just have to do?
I mean,
because I feel like if you ate a bowl of poop and everybody knew about it, then you would just forever be like, "That girl's crazy. She ate a bowl of poop."
Yeah,
like, that's true.
I feel like also that you'd be giving yourself at least a day or two of explosive diarrhea from that poop.
I can't. The fact that every time we say "eat a bowl of poop," I'm gagging.
Yes,
means I can't eat a bowl of poop. Yeah. But then I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd just get used to the diarrhea.
Also, then you can eat whatever you want because you know you're going to get diarrhea all the time.
That's true. Oh, wait, okay, this is a good science question that I'm sure you guys can answer. So if you eat something and then you diarrhea it, did the calories not go into your system?
No.
Some
of them did.
I think they
some do.
Okay.
Yeah. You always absorb like some almost immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
But it cuts down on the amount.
Yeah. Don't ask me. I'm not going to answer
that. I also think if you ate a bowl of poop, like, people would see it in your eyes. The thing is,
you'd be a changed person.
It would change you forever.
It'd be like murdering someone. You would feel it.
Exactly.
No coming back.
I just keep being like, how big is the bowl?
I mean, it's at a big
bowl.
And then
is it your poop or somebody else's? It has to be yours, right?
If it was like cow poop or something, I feel like
I'd
handle
it. Is there like an option to add like seasoning of some kind? Like, there's a lot of questions.
There's no seasonings. It's human poop. It's not yours. This is so wrong.
Room temperature.
It's room temperature.
You can't freeze it.
How could you ever like even ask for a raise or a date with someone? Like, knowing.
No. You could just walk into a forest and never come back.
Like, that's what happened. That option would just make you a monster.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, there's no coming back from eating a bowl of poop.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Explosive diarrhea it is.
All right. Well, I'm glad we decided on that.
Again, this was not a hypothetical.
Take the bowls
I had all the bowls of poop ready, but let's get rid of them. And we're all going to go shit our faces off. We'll be back. I feel
good. You feel like cleansed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
I'm feeling fantastic.
I'm doing. Yeah. all right. Well, you guys, we're driving it home with this episode, which means it's time to close out with
your favorite NARS.
Mm-hmm.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems.
Lady problems. Do you have them?
Never gets old. We've been listening to that for quite a long time, and it's still always my favorite.
It's such a jam.
I think it's my favorite too. Although I like Fuck, Marry, Kill a lot too.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while. We'll have to do that soon.
It's been a little bit.
If you guys have any ideas for ones, we always love coming up with a weird new theme song.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Send them to ladytolady at maximumfun.org.
Shublam. Bam. All right, guys. This lady problem is a follow-up from a previous lady problem. I'm the one whose ex-boyfriend accidentally said I love you, and then we ended up dating for another several months. Mm. After I heard your podcast while driving to his house after work, I decided to make some changes. I got a better job that kept me pretty busy over the summer, finally graduated, adopted a 9-year-old beagle, nice, joined a running group, and made some great friends. I turned 31, met a great guy online, and thought things were finally working out. Well, just 2 months in, he told me that he wanted to fuck a bunch of people. And instead of cheating on me, wouldn't it be better if we just weren't together? I was heartbroken. Mm. This was someone who I really thought I was going to live with and build a life with. Yes, typing this now, it sounds ridiculous since we'd only been dating for 2 months. This was around Christmas. And during New Year's Eve, I ended up with another guy having a pretty fun night and had to have a friend pick me up from his place. I felt like I've been spinning out of control. Just when I finally feel like other aspects of my life are falling into place, job, friends, well, when it comes to my relationships, I feel like a train wreck. I've spent some more time with this New Year's Eve guy, and I really don't think it's going anywhere. He says he likes me, I tell him that I like him, but he's also slept with two other ladies since New Year's Eve, and he's planning on moving to Brooklyn at the beginning of the summer.
Girl! Keep going.
What's wrong with having a bit of fun? I don't have any expectations. Life isn't a movie, and I'm not the exception to the rule girl. And it's nice to be with someone that isn't making me promises I know he's not going to keep. Is this a disillusion? Do you think this will be blowing up in my face soon? Mm-hmm. Ladies, I need your help.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, it's it's been a little bit since New Year's, so I'm not sure what's going on with
where
now.
You're at now.
But it's a little confusing because first of all, I totally understand where you're coming from because this has been me many times.
Yes,
and I've definitely felt like I was spinning out of control, hooking up with a lot of guys and not kind of really feeling great about it or whatever. It really sucks about that guy you were with. I mean, I guess it's good he didn't cheat on you, but
yeah,
it was a weird. It's a weird way to break up with somebody. Just break up.
Just break up. You why do you even need to tell them?
Yeah,
that you
don't tell people why.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. 2 months in, too. You don't owe the, you know.
No.
Like,
no. Yeah.
I feel like that's like a way to be like, oh, but I'm a good guy. I want to fuck a bunch of people,
exactly.
But I'm a good guy.
Yeah. No. So, well, okay. It seems like I think there's a little confusion here because it sounds like you say you just want to have fun, but you're kind of expecting more from this guy than he wants to give you.
Yeah. And we've all been there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yes. So, yeah, I agree. I think that's the first thing to sort of suss out is whether you legitimately... Do you really just want casual sex?
Yeah. Like, what are you honestly?
Yeah. And if you feel like you're spinning out of control, that you probably want something more stable because you've gotten all the other parts of your life together. Mm-hmm. And this seems like the next step.
But that's another pet peeve of mine is when guys are like, hey, this is how cool I am. I'm going to make sure I'm going to tell you I'm fucking other girls. Fuck you. You know, that's going to hurt my feelings. And that just shows that you don't respect me. And you're testing to see whether I don't respect myself enough to keep sleeping with you.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's very true.
Because it's almost a dare to be like, oh, you're cool with this too, right?
It's exactly.
Like, well, no.
It's a really manipulative move.
Yeah. Like you say, it's nice to be with somebody who isn't making me promises I know he's not going to keep. But that's, so you're just giving him an out. Like, you know, if he says that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like she hasn't slept with anyone.
That's true.
Like, you know, not that you have to, but it sounds like you're kind of, you're dating him and he's not dating you.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, I mean, hopefully I don't want this to blow up in your face and I hope it didn't. I'm sure perhaps probably something's happened since you wrote to us. And so we're sorry for, you know, taking a second, but, oh, boy. So what's the next step? I mean, I think that if you need to, really evaluate if you want a relationship. If you do, this guy is not it. Because if a guy sleeps with other girls where you guys are going out, he's not in it for a relationship.
No.
And tells you about it. It's one thing to be like, just so you know, right now I'm really not comfortable having a relationship.
Right.
You know?
Or like I'm dating around and whatever. Yeah. You know,
but to give you a specific number.
Yeah.
No.
Seems unnecessary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I would, figure out what you want. And it sounds like you want a relationship. It sounds like you sound just like me when I was like kind of nearing the end of my like crazy phase and I wanted a relationship, but I didn't know how to get it. So I just kept doing the same thing and I kept just kind of sleeping with guys and then hoping it turned into a relationship.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually work, unfortunately. Mm-hmm, it works sometimes, but not most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just kind of tried to, the next guy... You know, I tried to wait until we had sex and that fared a lot better.
Yeah.
So it depending on what's going on with this guy, you know, I would just be like, hey, I want this to happen or not with him if you're still seeing him.
Yeah, I think that, okay, if this guy is like a hot piece of dick, fine. Like if you must keep him in your phone book, fine.
Right.
For an emergency. But know that he is only there to make you come.
Yeah.
And you were only to use him for that purpose.
Agreed.
And make sure that you can actually make that promise to yourself with a person. Right. Like some people just can't, you're going to get emotionally connected to anybody regardless. Like some people can, some people can't.
And that's fine.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you start picturing like going on dates with him, like if you're like, oh, if you drive by a cute brunch place and you're like, oh, I should take, you can never call him again.
The last guy I was with before James that I kind of like pseudo dated, we hung out a few times, we had sex, and then I just was like, I knew what I wanted. I wanted a relationship and that's like what I was in mind for. And I kind of like freaked out and got like, I invited him to something too early and then he acted kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I just said straight up, I was like, hey, I just want to know what's going on. I really like want something more than just sex right now. If you don't want that, that's fine. I just want to know. We can totally be friends, whatever. And he said, yeah, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I was like, all right. And then we're fine. We're friends now and it's totally okay. But I just said it and it made it so much better than me just like freaking the fuck out, not knowing what he wanted. And like, you don't want to do that too soon, but obviously you've been hanging out with this guy long enough. It's definitely time to just put it out there and say, what do you want? I want this.
Well, yeah. And he's having no problem being very frank with you.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I think you just kind of got to do that sometimes. And I kind of just kept doing that, like not scaring any guy away, but just knowing what I wanted and just keeping that and trying to like make sure that it matched up with the next person, you know?
Well, I think that's a good way to do it because it's like, I don't know, this sounds like morbid, but I'm always like, we're all gonna die. Like, why are we wasting time not being direct with each other?
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's all the game bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you don't want to do it like 2 hours in. But
no,
like,
yeah, you don't want to like be like, I want to get married, do you? Yeah, yeah. Or whatever.
What's
you know?
Like an appropriate amount of time do you guys think to like
I
have
think
that?
Like a few days.
Yeah,
three or
not
four days.
Too late. I think yeah. pretty early.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. then what's the point? You're just going to be wasting each other's time. Yeah. Either, you know?
Well, and I think it's easy. I don't think that people consciously articulate this thought, but I think it's easy to sort of almost subconsciously think that, oh, I'll just like slowly trick them into falling in
oh,
love
yes,
with me.
Oh, yes. I've done yes. that so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it usually does start from like having mm-hmm. sex first. And then, yeah.
Well,
like,
there is also this party that's like, oh, they're going to think I'm super cool. And then that's what's going to set me apart and make me
yeah,
the
like
one
if
they
I seem like
with.
I don't give a shit, then they'll chase me or
yeah.
whatever.
No.
All of these are ain't. Nope.
Yep. Nope.
And I also think another thing that I know I did when I was single is, you're like, okay, I know this guy isn't worth anything, but he's my like distraction guy
yeah,
that I'll use
yeah.
to ride the wave into the next guy. And the problem is that doesn't work because no. the other
guy
doesn't.
You're still caught up with
yeah,
this
you're
guy.
Still caught up with it. You're still watching your phone for texts from him. Mm-hmm. You're yeah. still hitting him up on Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You have to like be conscious of what your own behavior and be like, how often am I texting this dude? How often am I thinking about him? Am mm-hmm. I relying on him for any sort of emotional support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If yes, then you've got to like evaluate that and be like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I think it sounds like you've done really awesome. I mean, you've done a lot of cool stuff. You got a beagle. Fuck
yeah.
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes. I know. Amazing. I love everything about your activities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to meet like a cool dude who's into dogs and running. Don't mm-hmm. worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And you're, and a guy who, you yeah. know, is not, moving? Is going to want to only sleep with you.
She just moved recently.
Oh, she just moved. Okay.
Yeah. yeah. And like, don't be afraid to take some time, hang out with your girlfriends and just yes. get to know your new area. Like, you don't need to rush into getting the boyfriend component taken care of. Too,
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah.
Send, and most importantly, send us a picture of your 9-year-old beagle because
yes.
please do that.
We really need that.
Yes. Sometimes we just have a bad day and we need a picture of a 9-year-old beagle.
Hey, that goes for anybody listening. Send us your pets.
Yes, yes.
Send us your pet
pics.
Send
picks.
Us your pet pics. We would love to
we'll,
see your
we'll
pets.
Photoshop them and put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Definitely do that.
Do that.
Yeah, send us your pets and we'll Photoshop.
Or if you have if you have babies, you can send us pictures of your babies in funny outfits.
I mean, I vote pets, but
you don't want pictures of we'll, babies in
we'll,
cute outfits?
We'll take your babies, but we really want your pets.
That's what we want you guys.
Tess will be in charge of the babies.
Yeah.
You like babies.
I lo- but fine. I like looking at pets more.
Yeah.
All right.
I like a toddler more than a baby. A
I
baby
meant
all
a
looks
toddler.
The same
I meant
to
a
me.
Toddler.
Okay. Well, toddler.
Yeah.
Send us pictures of your toddlers.
Yeah.
And their
just
little.
Just send us anything.
Just send us cute
send
things.
Send us some pictures.
Cute things wearing sunglasses.
But yeah. I think, you know, you deserve more than you're giving yourself,
yes.
I think is the important thing. You and you're kicking ass in a lot of other areas. Don't let a dumb guy get
yeah.
in your head.
Sometimes
you know?
A lady that knows what she's worth is a little bit lonely, and that's okay.
Yeah.
yeah. That's what vibrators are for.
That mm-hmm. happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just give some time for yourself, figure out what you want, and then fucking go for it and don't stop.
And then, oh, P.S., maybe this will help, like, incentivize you. I don't know if I use that word quickly, but it's going to be really cool when you have like this rad boyfriend and then you run into this fuck. And
oh,
you're
yeah.
Like, hi.
Yeah.
there's definitely nothing better than like realizing that you just aren't
yeah.
don't have to deal with fuckwads anymore.
Yes.
Or whatever. You know,
yep.
that's a great moment.
Yeah,
so it's
really
in your
feeling.
Future. I feel it.
We believe in you.
We believe in you.
We believe you can fly.
That's
yeah.
it. Send us your lady
where
problems.
Where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, KristenClifford.com. If you don't
yeah.
know how to spell it, I bought multiple spellings, so it's okay.
Did you really?
Sure did.
That's awesome.
That's
and then,
smart.
Twitter is at KristenCliff, and it is Kristen with an I.
So. Cool. And go yeah. check her out in Chicago. She does stand up all over the place, so
yep.
go check her out. And yeah, send us your lady problems at ladies@maximumfun.org. And tonight, on Wednesday the 25th, if you're in San Francisco, come see us at the Makeout Room.
8 p.m.
Let's We're do this.
See y'all there.
Finger blast you all. Okay, bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.